Dictation for Melinda Coffin, COFFIN, February 4, 75. Address as a letter to Dr. Eisenman, EISENMANN. Ninke Clinic, NIMKEE Clinic, 775-4682. Dear Dr. Eisenman, follow up for Melinda. Renal transplant number 3. Underlying history of Henoch, H-E-N-O-C-H, Sean Lane, S-C-H-O-N-L-E-I. Last visit December. Lymphedema, left upper extremity, etiology unknown. She wears a compressing sleeve. For cholesterol, recently added fish oil. Bone density apparently normal. Kidney transplant without any tenderness, good urine output. No infection, cloudiness, or blood. Extensive review system done being negative. Medication list review on prednisone, Tacro, and Everolimus. Everolimus. Blood pressure HCTC combined with potassium sparing diuretics and potassium pills. Cholesterol management, fish oil added. Next paragraph, present weight 151, blood pressure 118/80 on the right side. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no kidney transplant tenderness, no lower extremity edema, does have 2+, 3+ edema left upper extremity. She says to be up to date with mammograms, apparently negative. Next paragraph, chemistries in June, creatinine 1.3, which is baseline. Low sodium, low potassium, normal acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, GFR 49 to stage 3. Both Tacro and Everolimus therapeutic. No major activity in the urine for blood or protein, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant number 3. This one is a deceased donor, 2009. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3 as expected. She's compliant with transplant medications, continuous same transplant medicines, high-risk medication immunosuppressants, presently no side effects. Therapeutic Tacro and Everolimus. Left upper extremity edema. Etiology unknown. She has multiple procedures through the years. I will not be surprised if there is vein stenosis. Of course, lymph nodes or obstruction is also in the differential diagnosis. Testing can be done. Recent Doppler negative thrombosis. That, however, will not assess central vein stenosis. We are avoiding IV contrast exposure, iodine, because of the renal failure. An MRI venogram could be done. I'm going to refer her to vascular surgeon, Dr. Constantino, for an opinion. Continue present regimen, end of dictation.